Representative Heath.
In February, at a Paducah Chamber of Commerce legislative briefing, Graves County Representative Richard Heath seemed a bit disappointed about the progress of the 2014 session.
It just seems like we're halfway through it and we haven't accomplished much.
But Heath extolled Representative Will Corsi's efforts to make Benton's annual Tater Day an official Department of Agriculture event, as well as making the fourth Saturday in July Cowboy Day in the Commonwealth. But the bell cow of Heath's Ag Committee seems to be House Bill 181, or as co-signer Heath called it, the all-important egg bill.
So we have passed a bill that you could, I'm serious.
The laughter continued as Heath explained the bill's purpose. Currently, it's illegal for the customer or grocer to replace broken eggs that they find in store. In the event of a bad egg, the grocery store is supposed to sell the carton with 11 eggs or send it to the store's bakery or deli. Heath says House Bill 181 will let the grocery train an employee to undertake the good work of egg repurposing.
And they have to make sure that the egg that they put in place of that broken one comes from the same lot number, has the same expiration date, and it's the same size, you know, large, medium, or small, so the customer is not getting ripped off.
But what was the necessity behind this bill? Are groceries hemorrhaging money? Are people being prosecuted left and right for plucking a single egg out of its carton?
Do you know of anybody that has been actually prosecuted for doing this themselves?
No, I sure don't. But, you know, that's certainly a big fear.
That's Tom Litzler, an egg lobbyist who has served on the Kentucky Egg Marketing Board for almost a decade. Litzler says the status quo has created pricing problems and a waste of product.
I can assure you we have more eggs available this way than we have use for in our delis. And there are a lot of retailers that don't even have delis. So it has put Kentucky retailers that sell eggs into a situation where they've had to throw good eggs away.
Murray State University student Jordan Dodd has worked for the food giant grocery in Eddyville for 5 years. He says he stocks eggs regularly and that it's not uncommon for the deli to be given more eggs than they need.
Out of 20 cartons, I'd say like more than half would be, you'd probably find a broken egg due to like rough handling.
Dodd says in his time at Food Giant, he has also seen entire cartons that were cracked or broken. Litzler says that largely cracked eggs are a result of curious shoppers, not the distributors.
People want to open up that carton and make sure all those eggs are good in it. When they do that, there's sometimes a danger of dropping a carton or sticking a finger into an egg, or something like that.
Taking care not to stick any fingers into eggs. An informal, extremely unscientific survey of cartons at a Murray grocery store revealed more than half of cartons had at least one broken egg in them. If and when Governor Beshear signs the bill into law, grocery store managers will be able to apply for certification so they can begin to correct this problem themselves. Now, what was that about Cowboy Day? For WKMS News, I'm John Knoll.